Hello everyone, it's me once again, Kola Adebayo, lead instructor at the Trading Network, and welcome to the final part of our four-part series titled Fund Management, Yay or Nay. For all of you guys that have been listening, thank you so much. I have been getting quite some feedback as well. Different opinions, about, some of the things which I had discussed as well. And, I see, and I guess that it's something that has been, very informative, for everyone, the online trading community, generally. So thank you so much, for all the feedback. And, in the first three episodes of this series, we covered a number of things, including, why people, decide to give someone their funds to trade on their behalf, those being the clients. We covered things like, the fund managers, the relationship they have with the clients. Why do we hear so many stories, of relationships that end up going, in the other direction as, where everyone expected it would go and whatnot. And in the very last episode, I spoke about, some of the general alternatives out there, that you as a client might want to consider if, you want to trade. I spoke about things like how you can take a little bit of the pressure off, the fund manager, how you can consider an alternative investment products like the PAM accounts, that service that is available with a number of online brokerage firms. And, I also talked about the possibility of you simply learning how to trade by yourself. Basically, knowing how to fit it into your daily routine and how it's going to work for you, okay? So the last episode was particular to clients. Most of the tips that I was given, was for people, who are generally on the client side of fund management. And so today I'm going to be concluding the series by speaking to, fund managers and, giving some unbiased advice and tips to them with regards how I feel everyone can have a much better experience at this, okay? Because at the end of the day, if fund management is able to build a strong and reputable reputation and standing, with people generally, it's to the benefit of anyone that wants to be a fund manager, because then more people will trust you, because they will hear more good news generally, about fund managers. So as I always say, sit back, relax, and enjoy while I take this segment. So I think the first tip that I would give to anyone who is a fund manager or who is planning on going into fund management is that in as much as you will be very enthusiastic about closing a client and getting a client to take you up as the choice person to manage his or her funds, in the long run you will find that it is to your own benefit and your own peace of mind if you disclose a whole lot of things to clients, before they make that commitment, okay? Try to let them understand that in fund management, there's a number of uncertainties that can come in. Let's not all simply focus on the very attractive returns that online trading, retail trading can bring. Okay, those returns are a constant. Okay, you're always gonna be able to make huge returns. But another thing that is a constant as well, regardless of how good you are as a trader, is that there's always gonna be tough times. You make decisions, the market doesn't go in your favor. You try to recover, the market still doesn't go in your favor. These things are a reality that's going to happen. So it's really to your own benefit, as a fund manager, if you try to give a brief orientation, if you want to put it that way, to your potential clients and say, okay, I've been trading for X amount of years. In that time, this is, what I know about the markets. This is the type of strategy that I use in trading. You know, disclose whether it's a long-term or a short-term or a medium-term strategy, and also basically just let them know that, hey, in as much as, you know, there could be some juicy, you know, profits and some juicy returns coming out of this, it is a thing that there will also be rough times, and you know, when this happens, you need to you know give me as much room as possible and time to carefully build back up from there. Okay. I hate to say this, but if you absolutely can, do not give any guarantees. Okay. To be honest, you may not get a lot of people that are going to want that, because a lot of people understandably will want something that is a lot more structured and well defined for money that they have worked hard to get. So a lot of people will, when they hear there's no guarantees as such, they would want to say, hey, I would rather just go to a proper investment bank or go to a bank and put my money in there. Okay. So it's key for you to be totally up front. Now, this is not necessarily a bad thing, okay? It's not necessarily a bad thing for you to be upfront, because you will not necessarily lose clients provided you do your homework properly with your strategy. Provided you are the professional that you say you are, and provided that you have a solid plan that you usually always follow for how you handle losses and how you recover, provided you define percentages at every point in time when you're trading. So when I say you define percentages, I mean, provided at every point in time when you want to trade, you already know that, okay, for this trade I'm risking just maybe 0.5% of my capital, or for this trade I'm risking just 1% of my capital, you know, provided you have stuff like that, okay, put it all into a very well formatted proposal, and anyone will actually be able to see where you're coming from. And like I said, you may not get the crowd of clients that you think you would want, but you end up seeing that the ones you get will be clients who are very much okay, you know, with what online trading entails, and won't be on your neck 24/7, you know, about how you're going to recover, or about how profits are slow in coming in, or whatnot. Okay, so I think it's extremely important, because at the end of the day, hey, I mean, anyone who has been able to define a good enough strategy can probably do fund management. You can probably manage funds. The only thing is that do not think that the way you would manage your own funds is what you want to apply to other people, because trust me, the sort of approach you will take managing your own funds is a little bit more risky, because it's your money, you won't be too much against taking certain risks. So it's a wrong approach for you to now apply that to managing other people's funds, okay? Because it's other people's funds, it falls on you to ensure that you have a better structure. It falls on you to ensure that you have a risk management plan. These are key things that are extremely important, okay? And now I've spoken to a fund manager recently who told me something very impressive. And, you know, one of the things that he said is that, you know, he actually had to hire someone that is sort of like a compliance guy who is meant to check the trades, view risk parameters before signing off, you know, on that trade. This is a great step to go. This is a great way to go if you are a fund manager, okay? Your skill set is one thing, but how you are able to manage risks is another entirely different thing, okay? So in as much as, yes, there is that zeal in order for you to get in funds, you need to realize that trading can very quickly go wrong if you do not know what you're doing, if you allow your emotions get a hold of you, and if you do not have a structured risk management plan. Okay, so once you're able to have a combination of a solid strategy with a solid risk management plan, then you really are 50% there. The other 50% is basically for you to give a very comprehensive disclosure to your potential client. Let them know what you're getting into. Let them see the amount of work that you have put in, okay? Because it's understandable that any client that says, any fund manager that tells a client that, give me your funds, I don't know when returns will come, or this is how returns will come, but when losses happen, I don't know what I'm gonna do, I'm basically just going to try. It's not enough. It doesn't make sense for you to tell that, okay, to a potential investor. But when you give something that is a well laid down document, such as a proposal or a PowerPoint presentation and whatnot, and they see the amount of effort that you've put in, you know, they are able to have much more confidence in you, which does not ultimately mean they're still going to go ahead to give you funds for you to manage. But at least you end up knowing that it's basically quality over quantity, if that's an analogy that I may use. You know, you will end up knowing that the few clients which you have, you know, are clients that, you know, really understand, you know, how trading, how it goes and how it works. Okay, so this in a nutshell is what I feel that is the major thing that fund managers should really look at doing. It's never been a bad thing anywhere in the world for anyone to manage funds for people. The only thing which I hope that this four-part series has been able to address is trying to change the narrative, okay? I've seen that there are way too many people out there that are having a lot of distrust in fund managers. I and the Trading Network, we basically want to see that changing. We want to see people having much more trust. We want to see people viewing trading as not gambling. Okay, the Nigerian Stock Exchange is not a place where gamblers go to. The New York Stock Exchange is not a place where gamblers go to. But in a nutshell, all what they are doing is also trading. So why is it then that retail trading for, you know, individuals, okay, why is it having, you know, that sort of tag attached to it? So I hope that, you know, this series has, you know, played a little part, you know, in trying for us to, you know, get things moving ahead with regards to how people view these things. And in a lot of our upcoming podcasts and episodes and series as well, you know, we're going to be delivering, I'm going to be delivering a lot of investing topics, which of course is going to be all about us progressing as individual traders, professional traders, new traders, and even you know, the brokerage firms as well. Okay, so hey, thank you so much. It's been an absolute pleasure, you guys, with you guys listening to this podcast. As always, you can email me any of your feedback, your opinion, to sensei@ttradingnetwork.com. So sensei is spelled SENSEI @ttradingnetwork.com. And if you have any ideas, you know, of some of the things you would like to hear me discuss about in any of the upcoming or future podcasts, you can also email me your ideas, and I will definitely look into it. Okay, so thank you so much, and I'll see you in the next one.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.